Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Friday, June 9th. We're back with you just before the weekend.
Yes.
And Tori's back. Hi, Tori.
Hi there, TGIF.
Yes, did you manage to get some sleep after last
night? A little bit, yeah.
Did you have a lot of adrenaline going on?
Yeah, sure
you
did.
You were like so friggin' energized on the stage. It was
heck
amazing.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I was at the Comedy Store last night and Sam was so kind and came with Casey, our good friend of the show. And it was a good crowd.
It was a good crowd.
It was pretty packed, but unless you kind of got them by the balls, it was a little bit like soft laughter.
It was.
So I was like, I got to go out and just like grab them. No one has grabbed them by the balls yet.
That's true. And you were the most animated on stage.
Yeah.
You were all over the place and stuff. And that's good. That you see that... that made you stand out from everybody
else.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know? I mean, some of the acts were like really
very low. Yeah. And that's like a trend right now is to be like very like sort of like no facial emotions, like just like da-da-da-da. And I'm the complete opposite.
Right, yeah. I mean, that's boring stuff, you know. It's funny maybe once or something.
Like it's a good, yeah, exactly. Like
but
I'm just a mover.
Energy. Yeah.
Totally.
I did feel that there was no like rolling on the floor laughter.
Sure.
But there were funny moments.
I had some rolling on the floors, but it's all your sense of humor.
No. Yours were pretty good.
Oh, not mine. I mean, yeah.
Oh,
some
you,
of the others.
You were listening
yeah,
to
yeah,
others,
yeah, yeah,
mean. Yeah. No, you were good. I mean, I'm trying to remember some of the jokes, but you had a lot of new stuff that I hadn't heard before.
Yeah, yeah. And I got 10 minutes, so you get a lot of stuff.
That's true, yeah. So Casey's calling in. Let's take his call. We'll see. Whoops, I just disconnected him. Casey, go back. I pressed the wrong button. But for those of you who don't understand what we're talking about, Tori was over at the Comedy Store last night. On the show, Pretty Funny Women.
Yes.
How many women were on there? 10?
Yeah, I think about 10, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It felt like it went on forever. After a while, I'm like, would you bring Tori on already? So, you know, it was 2 hours, you know. But
that's what happens. It's a Comedy Store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, was it tough for you to wait until the end?
Yeah, I get very nervous. So right. I was like hiding in the attic of the Comedy Store. Like there's a little secret like stairwell that I go up in.
Right.
And just like shake.
Yeah. Here's Casey.
Okay. Hey.
Hi, Casey.
Hey, guys. How are we doing?
Case, thanks for coming last night. How'd you enjoy the show?
He had a blast.
I really loved it. I had a good time.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was an all-around great show. I mean, better show for everybody involved, but you were spectacular. You were amazing.
Thank you, Casey.
Really enjoyed you. You stood out.
Thank you.
She really did, right?
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, you were by far the best.
And I came after someone that was very low energy. The one, and her whole act is like...
Is that the Asian one?
Yeah, and she goes, hey, I'm this. And so that's her bit, and it's really funny.
Right.
But it's great because I come out just like
and
blast.
You're like blast.
Her. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And she was dirty. I mean, she was really dirty.
She was, yeah.
Right?
She got...
She was getting into incest jokes.
There gets way worse at these things.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, girl comics are just as dirty as guy comics. Yeah.
I never thought they joke about that stuff.
Oh, we
I
joke mean, about you know? All kinds of things.
Her dad's dick and everything. My God, man.
And the brother.
I was
backstage behind the curtain, if you guys don't know. And there's not a big space, but I lay down fully on my back and I starfish. Which means
really?
Like a spread eagle.
Yeah.
Because I have to ground myself because I get really nervous. But also, on a TED Talk, the most watched TED Talk of all time, they say before you do anything big... Make yourself as big as possible.
Wow.
It's called the warrior pose. And you just kind of take up space. And it somehow, I don't know, makes your brain think that you're going to do really well. So that's what I do. So people are stepping over me and I'm hearing her brother and dad dick jokes. And I'm like, what's happening? But yeah, yeah. It was great. It was funny.
It's interesting how you said that. There's a trend how everybody's kind of speaking in a low monotone.
Yeah.
Like, I did notice that, but I mean, I noticed it, but now hearing you saying it, it really Now I see it a lot.
Yeah, but, and also a lot of those girls were nervous and new. When you're nervous, you tend on stage, for instance, you tend to paralyze yourself and you stand very, very still. And I no one knows that the stage is round. So going to the left and the right is like really important.
Right.
And then I did stage work with like the Jews on the left and the Germans. Like,
right.
I think it's important to realize your space a little bit. But when you're new, you're just trying to get the fuck off stage, you know?
Right.
So I think that's when you see them like tense.
Right.
The one thing an audience member doesn't want to see on a comic, I think, is them to be nervous.
Right.
You don't want to be nervous for the comic.
For them. Exactly.
Exactly. You want to laugh because you're confident, they're confident.
Right.
So that's why I pace the stage. I take up the space. That's my whole. But who knows if that's a good thing?
It was a totally different trip from the Flappers night. That
I know.
That came. You know. I mean,
I was like, please let him see one show where I'm really. Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
No, and you really.
That's what they're usually like. So Flappers was such. I had stopped doing comedy after that.
Really?
I didn't do a show after that. It was such an aberration, and you had to come, and I felt so bad.
Well, no. So that's why we came.
We made
back
up for it. Thank you.
And it was a high energy show. But Casey, tell the audience what you thought was the most outrageous part, man, because we talked about it afterwards.
Oh my God.
What was it?
You probably know.
The
okay, that was. What's her name, the organizer?
Lisa Sunset, when she showed her Spanx?
The host pulled up her skirt and it showed us that.
Yeah, that's Lisa.
I was just like,
Lisa's my teacher, and she has taught me everything I know, but she does that Spanx joke all the time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
But it leaves a lot of, like, people, you know, with their jaws dropped.
Oh, yeah. But that's what, like, guys comics do it, too. I mean, it's just, and also, she only pulls that joke out when she feels the audience is really low. Mm. She needs a shocker.
Right.
So she'll pull the Spanx out,
the
and I
was
could feel,
low in
you
the
could
beginning.
Feel it. It was not on board
right.
for the first 5 minutes, and I hear, I go to my friend Sam, I go, she's got to pull that Spanx joke out because it really kind of just wakes everyone up a little bit.
It does.
So if you are like, she's it's good. She's a great teacher, but she also taught me how to like read the room well.
Mm.
And in the moment she can change jokes. And so that's really flexible. And she felt that it was tight. Everyone was tight.
Oh,
no one was ready. Going first also sucks because you're going, you're ordering nachos and no one's drunk.
Right.
To be super honest.
Right.
It's true. Right. Yeah. That's what happened.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good group of girls, though. I think it was
solid.
One thing I like it was diverse, like with the different ethnicities.
Absolutely.
And I didn't find too many girls spoke about the same things too much. There was like they all had their own thing going.
Totally. And
yeah, no, that's true. You know, and everybody had her own act. Everybody had her own thing, and.
And no one was on their phone looking at a note doing it. They were memorized. I mean, this is, some of them are really new. It's an industry showcase. So they're trying to, agents were there, you guys were there. Anyone from the industry was welcome.
Oh, okay.
And so that's why.
Guys, let me call you back in a second. I got a thing here.
Okay. You got it. No problem.
And so it was important to, but some of these girls were really, really newbies. And I've done that room a dozen or more times, and once you do a room more, like more and more, you just get more comfortable.
Mm.
So those girls, like they killed it because it was like some of their first or second times.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and it's not easy because if you don't know, when you walk out on stage, it's black in front of you.
Really?
And then a big spotlight, so all you see is black.
Right.
So it's very, you can become very away from the audience because you're like, well, I don't see anybody.
Right.
But
it's
I
like not
I do like
glasses or something.
Yes.
You ignore what
exactly.
In front
of you. So I tend to go right to the edge and start talking to the first row because I don't like that barrier between audience and comic.
No, and I noticed that.
Yeah.
So, but you do see the people when you get to the edge.
You
of
can
the
see the front row. The
front row.
And then, for instance, when I said, let's all have a drink together, and I was like, I'm sick of you guys not laughing because I just was like, I'm going to call them out.
Right.
And they needed some kind of like leader, you know?
Right.
So that's why I had everyone take a drink because I was like, let's get us all together.
Right.
So that's very what good. I tried to do.
Yeah, very good. You
Thank
see,
you.
So you have to think on your feet.
Psychologically. Yeah, you really
do. All the jokes and everything.
You gotta have a good environment before your jokes come out, I feel like.
Mm.
You gotta paint the room right. You know what I mean?
Right. No, very good.
Yeah.
And then we were trying to congratulate you and everything, but there was these people talking to you for 2 hours.
I know. Those are my those were the agents.
Those were the
big agents.
Good.
I was like,
so
Sam,
we didn't
I think
want to interrupt.
I know. I was like, thank you so much. They gave me flowers, which is like I have that on my vision board of an agent even coming to my show.
Wow.
And they gave me some cookies, and it was an agent I'm trying to work with. So that's why you do stand up. to get an agent to come to you and then like you enough to say, I want to sign you. That is right. the only reason I did stand up for 4 years, 5 years.
Right.
Literally to get to that point.
Right. Well, so, it's going to start paying off.
You know? Hell yeah.
The thing is, the more you're out there, it's a numbers game.
Right.
You know?
And the longer I stayed, the more I'm going to get someone out there to see me.
Right.
So it was really exciting. But I was talking to them because I was like, give them all the attention. Because they're, you know, agents are, that's the hardest thing I found in Hollywood is to sign with a good agent.
Really?
That is by far. I can get
a
manager.
That's very good. So yeah. you get their interest in everything.
Exactly.
And so we were standing there for 5 minutes.
I'm so sorry. Casey,
No. I said, this has got to be important. She's holding flowers and everything.
Yeah. It was the agents.
Let's just go.
Because I was like, if you see me talking to someone important, those are the agents. Exactly. Exactly. But thank you for coming. It means a lot to me for your support. I really appreciate that, Sam.
You know,
I really
do. If we can, we do. You know, that's a nice thing. I know it's nice when you bring an audience with you and everything. And,
really nice.
And everybody brings somebody there. You know?
Yeah, or you can't go up.
Right.
You have to bring someone.
No, really?
Yeah. So like when you're still starting out like me, like not starting out, but I'm not big enough where I can just show up to a show. It's called a bringer show. You still have to bring an audience.
That's true,
so
right?
So that shows you I'm nowhere close to the big leagues because as a big league, you would not have to bring anyone.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, in order to perform, we had to bring people.
Yeah, I guess that's how it works, right?
Yeah, until you're like Schumer,
right.
you're going to be able to, you need an audience to bring.
Right,
so it was an industry night, so people were told to bring as many people from the industry as possible.
Oh.
So that's why I was like, Sam, get your ass in here.
Well, yeah, and we were from the industry. I gave my card to a few comedians there, so we may see them here.
Heck yeah.
Some of the girls that were with you that you enjoyed.
Heck yes.
You know?
See, that's the point. That's why they do it.
I know. But it was an interesting show, nevertheless, and
nice.
So that was it. Anyway, so let's move on.
Yes.
A lot of shit is happening, especially in Washington, right?
Yes.
And so before we get into the politics, because there's a lot of that, I wanted to bring this up because I guess this might seem like good news to some people. I guess JetBlue is going to use or is going to test facial recognition for boarding. So you won't need a boarding pass. They'll compare your face to your passport picture.
So in Ireland, I did this
with
my passport. Instead of someone checking it, it was a machine. And I stood in front of it and the camera adjusted automatically to my eyesight and then read my face and matched it to the
passport.
Picture.
That's exactly what they're
it
talking
about.
It
was the coolest thing ever.
Okay, but so that's why I brought it up because you see how that's how the technology is creeping into
yeah,
our
no,
life.
Right. We're turning
everything
into robots.
Is cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, everything they do is cool for us.
Right.
They personalize things for us, but we give up our privacy again.
Not only that, well, this one also is you're giving up jobs people could be having by checking, but it's more accurate by doing this than having a person. So the accuracy of the pinpoints of what they check on your face makes it like virtually
and it
impossible.
It saves time, you know. It saves time. I mean, it's all for
time.
Business reasons.
However, I will say several of the like machines were out and people didn't know what they're doing. So actually, more people were trying to help them. It was kind of like that. You know, like the CVS checkout.
Well, that's in the beginning.
Yeah, we are all idiots right now.
Yeah, I know the CVS checkout. They're all the same checkouts, whether it's Rite Aid or CVS.
But
or
then
whatever.
You need someone to help you because you're like, it's not, item is not in the bagging area.
Right.
You're like, yes, it is.
And don't you love it when you go into Rite Aid and then suddenly the cashier leaves the register and she goes to serve ice cream to someone
and you're like,
over on the other side of the store. I mean, are you shitting me? You've got a line here.
That's such a good word. Are you shitting me?
Yeah, you know.
You got a line here.
What the hell? So be careful before you welcome all this technology because that's what we were talking about soon. You're going to walk in the mall and all the advertising will be catered to you and stuff. And that all goes without saying that you're losing your privacy.
Yeah, I feel like we've sort of already lost it a little bit.
We have.
You know what I mean? A little
bit? We have,
yeah.
But it's worse
it's
and
getting,
worse.
Absolutely,
all the time.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So I don't know what's going on.
Well, at some point, you know, things evolve and you adapt to it, but I think at some point, privacy needs to be held as, you know, the most important thing we could hold on to.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Here's Casey. Casey, you back with us, man?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay, awesome. So did you want? Okay, so we talked to death about last night about the comedy and stuff. Was there anything you wanted to add on that, or is there something else?
It was great.
Do you want to chat about anything? I mean, what did you think about that spandex thing? Or The thing she had on,
I
man.
I understand it. I understand. After hearing Tori talk about it, it makes sense.
Right.
We did need a little kick in our butt. Everybody, yeah. It was early. Everybody was trying to get situated with the seats and drinks. And, you know, some, there was this one like that. The girl in front of us, poor thing, she was by herself, and she just got passed up on her order. And
yeah. And Casey was there to try to get her attention.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, you do find, like, cool people when you're there. I'm amazed that, like, the Spanx was so shocking to you guys.
Yeah.
Was it just a leg Spanx?
No, I'll tell you. It's because... No, because you didn't expect it.
Oh,
you know?
I see. I got it.
And plus, you know, it's like... she comes in and she looks like... And Casey said, oh, she's thick. Nice, you know. He likes it that way, I guess. Whatever. But then you know, but then she shows this and you go, man, she's more than just thick,
she's
you know.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, and
hottie.
It was a shock. It was great though, because it really got our attention and I was glued to the show.
There you go.
And I didn't want to take my eyes off it.
That's
awesome.
Okay,
well, I don't want to miss anything else.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but Spanx
that's what
it
we
is
get for
yeah.
not being attentive fans.
Yeah, that's right. That's
yeah,
right.
That's true, yeah.
Well, how do you feel, Casey, about the Comey? Did you watch any of the Comey?
You know, I was homesick yesterday.
Oh, I'm so
and
sorry.
I was able to watch it from beginning to end.
Yeah.
And I found it to be very interesting. I feel like it's hard to I mean, it's not a he say she said to me,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's going to be that. But I was more interested in when they did interviewing, like, voters.
Yeah.
Like, they interviewed a bunch of Trump people right after it.
Right.
And they all found Comey not to be a credible person.
They always say
like
that. That's
lost
right.
his credibility.
Yeah, they always say
and
that.
And it's just it's amazing how two sides of the party could see different things.
Yeah, it's like we're not looking at the same thing. Right.
Right. From different
I found it interesting to switch to go back and forth from Fox to
to
CNN.
to anything else.
CNN, and I was just so riveted by the two different stories.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
It all depends on how you look at it.
I found the Fox side to be more entertaining.
I'm sure. Well, that's why they...
Everybody spins it to their idea, though, and their side. You
and
know,
that really tells you that, like,
it.
All of history was written by the winners. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so there's if we go back in time, there are a lot of things that had two sides to it, but we only hear the one that ended up in
side.
History. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So it's interesting to think of how people view this. Is it's two different sides. But I thought he was very good. I thought he was really good.
Yeah, he was very good. He came across very credible to me.
Yeah,
but Tori, how do you feel about him saying, okay, the word hope, see, there's a lot that's going riding on this when he says the president says, I hope this can work out, I hope you can fix this. And then, so a lot of people are taking it as like, well, was it an order or was it, you know,
and that's when
he wants the best.
Exactly, right. Casey, that's called plausible deniability. When you say something vague, like, I hope you can get rid of this I hope the investigation goes away. Is that a threat? Is that a order? Is that a question? Or is it, I mean, in court, I could argue as his defense attorney or litigator, he was simply saying, I hope this goes well.
Right.
So the word that's called, that's smart. That's plausible deniability.
Right.
But when he says, I expect loyalty, and he said these words, I need loyalty. And then he looked in his eyes and he said, and I expect loyalty. That's where you cross a little bit of a line, because if you guys don't know, the executive branch in the White House should not have anything to do with the FBI. They are completely independent entities. So Comey didn't want to be in the room alone with Trump because it's inappropriate.
Right.
I thought it was because he thought he'd hit him in the face. I really did. And my husband's like, no, it's because it's like, but also, like, I think, would you want to be alone in a room with Trump? There's something kind of in the pit of your stomach.
Mm.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to be alone with him.
Right.
I really wouldn't.
But you're not the FBI director.
Yeah, well, you're right. He also thought it was just inappropriate because they should be independent.
Right,
so, yeah.
Right. But still, I mean, maybe there's secret stuff they need to discuss.
Yeah, they can't.
No,
they literally, like, the two branches need to have a conduit between the attorney general.
Okay,
that's why they made them so separate.
Right.
Because the FBI investigates America, so they can't have anything to do with it.
Investigate everybody. They can't take sides.
No, and it has to be a neutral. Neutral.
You know who I was impressed with, too? The senators.
Yeah, me too. They were rad. They were kind of bomb.
They were kind of not idiots about it.
Yeah, they were like ready to go. Everyone was very prepared.
But
yeah.
What did you think about our guy,
McCain?
McCain.
Yeah. So I was going to ask you guys if you had seen the McCain thing.
We did.
Okay. So if you guys don't know, McCain went and had his time. And he's usually a lion on the Senate floor. He really is. And this time he was befuddled and slurring his words and confused.
Yeah, it seemed like he needed some sleep.
Yeah, people didn't. He also was confusing names, so much so that even Comey was like, I'm sorry, sir. I'm really having a hard time understanding what you're asking me. So I guess it went to Twitter and it went crazy. And he tweeted, I guess according to Twitter, I could have been a little bit more clear. I guess I shouldn't have stayed up late to watch the Diamondbacks. And I'm like, or are you just like getting old?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. It was weird.
He was going on and on.
It was bad. It was. Yeah. It shows an age thing that you don't want to show, that like you're getting up there. It looked like he was old and needed some sleep.
Right.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. How old is McCain? Do we know? It doesn't say, but probably 70, like 84.
Oh, maybe you're right. It's probably
he's
like 80.
Be in his 80s. 80, right? Right, yeah.
I'm bad with ages.
Yeah, but I don't know how I got 84, but I'm probably close.
But it was just an odd. Of course, he's the biggest celebrity there also, like besides Comey. It was like a big name. So we all tuned in.
Right.
And then to have that be his testimony. I mean, it was very strange.
Wow.
Einstein's big, too.
Yeah, it was very, very strange. But
she seemed tired too. Like, oh god, like they prepared too much. Like they over prepared everybody.
I feel like they're sick of it. It's a lot going, you know. And I think today Trump, someone took off the handcuffs and he was able to tweet starting at 6 a.m. And he thanked.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, isn't that he thanked Fox and Friends for their coverage,
right?
Specifically, and then he called Comey a leaker, which is important because. That's an accusation that's important because what's actually interesting is once he fired James Comey, Comey wasn't in the government anymore. So him showing a reporter some of his memos is no longer leaking.
Right.
So the fact that he fired
it's no longer leaking.
So he fired him, making it. So it's an accusation that's false and it's a big accusation. Mm. So he's just stepped in it again.
Yeah.
That's what bothers me about this whole thing. People don't take time to investigate what's going on because everybody was like, oh my God, he did leak. Private document.
Like, he's not in the government anymore. He can do whatever he wants. He's a private citizen.
Comey says, I left there a private citizen.
Absolutely.
So everything from that moment that I could do.
And guess who did that? Trump. He fired him. He's the one who made him a private citizen.
Right.
Yeah.
McCain is 80 years old, by the way.
Okay, 80.
Yes.
Yeah, he looked his age yesterday.
Yes,
I mean.
Yes. What are you going to do? But you know what? He's a hero.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And you know when...
He might have just needed sleep. It could have been that.
Yeah. Who knows, you know? Yeah. But
Sam, forgot. This is what happened at the show. Sam challenged me because I played on Tinder the other night.
No, imagine...
I'm on Tinder, right? So I played on my cousins and I was so excited. I had such a good time, you know, swiping and doing all this stuff. I felt like a junkie. I couldn't stop.
I like that you're saying playing. You know, it's not a game.
Right, but it is like
kind
a game.
It totally is.
It is totally like a game.
Totally.
Right? A match
and
game.
And Sam was like, I said, Sam, I don't need that. I said, if I could do that, you know how many girls I would have? And he was like, yeah, I challenge you. So I think there's a Tinder challenge going on right now.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, I've challenged him.
Can I be the ref that, like, gets to win, like, appoint the winner? This is so exciting.
No, crazy.
We're not competing.
Oh, it's just a challenge for him.
Yeah, for him.
Oh, got it. Okay.
There's no way I could even get one person on Tinder. Are you kidding me? Yeah, I mean, it's like, no, it doesn't work the same way in my age group, I'm telling you.
I've never been on Tinder. That's so sad.
Yeah, right? But the question is why Casey's not been on Tinder. He only lives through other people's Tinder.
That's because he doesn't need to get into it. I feel like Tinder, though, is you don't need to get into that mess.
But he's afraid to even put the app on his...
Because I feel like my friends are on it. They're all deluded. They just don't know.
Right.
They don't know how to date anymore. Like, for example, I had a friend. I'm not saying this is my cousin. I don't know. But I had a friend that went on it. And all his Tinder dates are successful. I mean, you know, he's a successful guy. He has a nice, all the things, all the perks. So every time he goes on there, he hooks up with a girl and they have sex.
Right.
So it worked for him. So now he had a situation where he met a girl outside of Tinder. But he treated her like a Tinder date. He didn't know how not to treat her. So when he first met her, they went out, and he assumed that, you know, he went for his typical thing, you know, whatever. Yeah. You know,
getting it in. We can say it. Yeah.
And she was like, whoa. And in his self, he was like, oh, my God, I don't even know how to date anymore. Wow. Everybody, I think I'm going to have to sleep with on their first date.
It's like a different language. It's like a different, you're speaking a different language now. That's so true.
Technology is crazy.
We're all turning into robots.
It really, you know, and that's the thing. But
robots are taking over.
I know. Right. That's my tagline for the show after Sam and I have discussed so many things. We always come back to the sentence, well, we're turning into robots.
Yeah, we are. You know, I mean, that's inevitably, that's where it's going.
Yep.
You know.
Definitely.
If we don't become robots, then we're going to have to at least challenge robots or be challenged with them, you know?
Or become, I mean, like, symbiotic with them.
Right.
Where they become the caretakers in some ways, you know what I mean?
Yeah, wow. You see, the point is called singularity, when machine intelligence is going to match human intelligence. And they're predicting this around 2030. So,
which is coming up, people.
Yeah, be careful. You know? That's all I'm saying.
They can play Jeopardy as good as we can.
Because it makes sense. I mean, the leaps and bounds we've made with technology the past 20 years.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to have, I tell you this, you will have a robot surgeon at some point because it's more accurate and it's clinical. There's no emotions involved, and it's, I bet you it's in some ways safer. Yeah. However, it's going to be very weird, but I bet you will have a robot surgeon.
Yeah, either that or it's actually going to be a machine, but already they have that where there's a machine and the doctor is like on the other side of
the
world.
Right, but I mean just plain old robot just talking to you.
Yeah, I hear you. Oh, you want robots to talk to.
What about, you guys on a plane with a robot pilot?
Whoa. See, that's creepy.
First,
man.
We have to try the self-driving cars, man.
Yeah, you're right.
Those are they ask people, and I guess over 50% are saying they wouldn't trust the self-driving car.
I got to be honest. I think I would be like trying to really hard, but there is something that would not trust that car.
I know.
But that's just now.
We'll look back.
Right, but we'll look back and think
we'll look back and laugh at it.
Exactly.
Think about it.
You're right.
We're going to look back and say, we actually had to drive the car.
Exactly.
Right?
You're absolutely right. People had to churn the butter.
Right.
It's going to be like that.
Yeah. You know, but I mean,
I just can't leave. My damn robot's not working. I can't drive. What the hell?
It's
like
weird.
Drive the car.
Crazy.
All I'm saying is I'm glad I only have about 20, 30 years left.
Oh my God.
Me, you know?
No, you have
a I don't want to be in the world like that, you know?
That was very dark.
No, it is. But I mean, look, I'm 57, all right? I got 20, 30 years. That's not a lot of time compared to you guys. But what I'm saying is, I really don't know I want to be in that world.
I know what you mean.
I'm thinking Terminator. I'm thinking like, you know.
But it could be like in some Asian societies, robots help take care of the sick. They take care of the old. They're very comforting to people. They're good. So in some respects, they can be warm. The problem is we've always seen movies where they're taking over the world.
Right.
So
I know.
We have to shift they can be used very, very wisely in some respects.
But I think it would be naive if we didn't think it could happen.
I agree.
You mean
to take over? Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, think about it. Artificial intelligence is like in its infancy now.
Yeah.
Think about it.
I know, it's just baby walking.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, you have machines beating humans in chess and Jeopardy and shit like that, you know? I mean, yeah.
It's crazy.
I know.
There's a site that shows that what jobs that our current jobs today are potentially could be taken over by robots in the next 10 years.
Oh, I bet it's a lot.
And it's pretty crazy. There's a lot of jobs that the people are doing now that they're like, you know, robots could do this. We don't need you.
Right, then, but you know what?
I'm not being good about it, but you just type it and you look it up, and there's a job that there's a site that tells you if your job's in jeopardy for a robot.
Oh my God! But you know what's interesting? If you didn't introduce more infrastructure, and you introduce more solar power, jobs would come back for people that need to be there.
Yeah, but you know what? I got to tell you, because this doomsday prediction that you have is actually something that we did when computers came around, and we said, "Oh, they're going to take everybody's jobs. Everything is going to be computerized." Well, you know what? Everything is computerized now, and people are working. Thank God, you know. So it's not. The thing is, people are just retrained. You know, we just learned to
do different
things.
You adapt.
So, you know, if now you do something that your job's going to disappear, then in the next generation, somebody Instead of that, would go and learn how to operate the robot or whatever, you know?
Yeah, or build the robot.
So, yeah, or whatever. So it changes, you know? It changes and the generations, the new generations, the kids that grow up, they become different. Yeah. They learn different
Yeah, babies are skills. Swiping when they come out of the womb now. Like, literally.
Exactly.
Their fingers
from
are doing
Tinder,
things.
Yeah,
from Tinder.
Yeah, yeah. Like swiping brothers and sisters, you know?
Very uncomfortable.
You know, have you heard of a movie called The Lore?
The Lore, L-O-R-E?
Yeah.
No.
I don't remember that.
I had the pleasure of watching this movie yesterday. It's about a Polish director. I forget her name. I couldn't even say it if it was right in front of me. But it's about mermaids. It's a mermaid vampire musical.
Oh, that sounds very exciting.
Mermaid vampire.
It's crazy. It's subtitled.
Oh, now we need subtitles for him.
Yeah, where did Casey go? His phone just
He's like, I gotta go. I have more interesting things to do.
Yeah. But at any rate, Wonder Woman's got the biggest opening. You mentioned it, right? For a female director?
Miss Patty Jenkins.
Right.
She keeps kicking it. So, guys, it's going to be beat the box office again this next week. So it's 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah. Brought in $103 million in its opening North America weekend alone.
Yeah. Biggest opening for a female director.
Yeah, for sure. It's very cool.
So, oh, there he is.
Hi, Casey.
It's funny because... We're talking
about Wonder Woman.
You wouldn't have known that it's not that you should know, but the action sequences are perfect.
Really,
it is hardcore.
I heard it was a great movie.
Perfect.
Yeah,
she did a phenomenal job.
Well, I can't see it either. I can't wait to see it either.
You'd love it.
And people are saying, yeah, it's
phenomenal.
An excellent movie.
I cried. I laughed really hard. I was into it. I was totally absorbed. And
wait a minute, you cried?
Yeah, because it's a woman thing.
Yeah,
when
right?
she says stuff okay. like, he says, I'm not going to let you do that. And she turns and says, like, she's from a place with no men. She's like, well, I'm not going to let you stop what I'm doing.
Right.
Everyone was like, I was like, oh, my God. They're coming. Here they come.
That's
cool. It's not all like women are amazing. It's just a few here and there. That's really nice.
Women are amazing.
Story relates to that.
Yeah, it felt good. It felt good.
But I'm proud that it's actually one of us, an Israeli actress.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, I mean, one thing I can tell you about Jews, they're not great in sports, but in culture, man.
She kicks ass. You wait to see how she does action.
Yeah.
I've never seen females fight like that before.
Really?
Jews are great in sports. What are you talking about? They're the agents.
The agents. Yeah, we are.
Everybody's agent.
Yeah, that's true. We are good in sports. We're just, you never see it represented in terms of a fight scene really well. Like, The Matrix had female fight scenes that were so good.
Right.
So, so good.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
The Matrix?
That?
Forget about that.
And so, this reminds me of that. The moves they do, it reminds me of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. And then we had, what was it called? Alien Flux or something with Charlize Theron.
Oh, Aeon Flux.
Aeon Flux.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank
She's
you.
Also doing Atomic Blonde.
Is it Theron?
Yeah, Theron or Theron. I'm not sure, but she's also doing
a kick-ass movie coming out.
She
right
has
now, too.
Atomic Blonde coming out, and you guys, she kills with a stiletto shoe in the back of a taxi cab.
Really?
It looks awesome.
Well,
the previews look great. So I love this, and also Kill Bill came out, and that was all women fighting women.
Yes.
So you're getting more. More and more of these, but it was phenomenal. So I'm seeing it again. I really want to see it again.
Wow, very cool. I like that. So, do you have any idea how much the movie cost to make? It had to be like a couple.
Love you.
Gotta
go now. Love you. Take care. Here, production.
All right. Bye.
See you in a bit. Bye, Casey. A production budget of $150 million.
Yeah, that's not actually
and
that.
And they recovered 103 of it
in the first week.
Yeah.
And like what it says to the studios, what this says is women can make money. So Tom Cruise has just come out with The Mummy.
Right.
And it's going to go up against it. And what do you think? Of course, Tom Cruise is going to win. No. A woman and a woman director can beat Tom Cruise. That's what this is saying.
And The Mummy, actually, the reviews say it sucks.
Of course it sucks.
Really?
Oh, God.
Why?
It's Tom Cruise and The Mummy.
Yeah, well, you never know.
No, I like Tom Cruise's movies. But this is we've already seen The Mummy. And it's
it's a different story, I think, altogether. What they're saying is it's not quite a reboot, you know?
Yeah, but that's confusing to a lot of people.
I know, but they're going into like a dark world or something.
It wasn't advertised. I don't think it was marketed particularly well. I didn't see a lot of. I actually haven't
seen
it.
To a dark universe, whatever that is. Did you see that picture with like two eye, irises in each eye?
No.
From the mummy?
No.
Wow, I'm looking at a picture now. There's like each eye has two pupils.
Oh, that's cool.
Right?
Next I usually like all Tom Cruise movies. This one I'm not going to see.
Right.
Oh my God. I'm gonna
I can say is how can Tom Cruise like convince us that he's like in his 50s now and he's getting all these 20-year-old chicks, you know.
Because he's fucking Tom Cruise. Because
he's Tom Cruise. Ugh. And he's the one that makes the movies.
He's the movie star.
He's not going to get a 50-year-old woman to into the adventures with him. And that's why Hollywood is like this.
Yeah, but then you do have good people like Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell that are still together after like, all
these years. Right, but you always have the really old guy and the young. And
well, you also have the old woman and the young guy too now. All the time. Look, Liz Taylor had them all the time. Like the cougars, the ones who like the young ones. Like Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher.
Right, but it's not. Yeah, okay, but it's not as much as like you get like Harrison Ford and like a 20-year-old or something.
They get them young.
Yeah, they do because that's what people want to see. And we were talking about white Hollywood the other day here, and white male Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's what's going on.
But notice that like right now we're at the cusp. So literally the box office is literally between a Tom Cruise movie that we all used to see and like a female generated kick-ass movie, and the tides are turning.
Yeah.
And it's going to beat it. So that's where we are, right on the cusp.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, you're your generation's Wonder Woman because you believe in this.
Yes.
Right?
And it's so... It's Robin Wright Penn. If you guys know Robin Wright Penn, she was in The Princess Bride, and obviously she's amazing in House of Cards and other things. But I grew up seeing Princess Bride with Robin Wright Penn. I think she's now just Robin Wright, but she's a general in this movie. So she came from a princess to a general, and I'm like, yeah, she kicks ass in this movie.
She's very good. She's done some good drama
excellent
roles
actress
as well.
Excellent actress. Yeah. But her fight scenes are incredible, and she's. Really? Over 50.
Yeah, she's...
She looks phenomenal.
Really?
Ugh. Wow. I'm just telling you. Great movie.
Well, they can make everybody look great. You know?
Yeah, she's also like trained to look, but she's just a... They shot it beautifully. I was very impressed.
Yeah. Very nice. Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Good.
And not necessarily The Mummy. I mean, I was hoping The Mummy would be good, but...
Yeah, no.
They're saying it sucks, so I'll wait for the video.
Yeah. That one I'm going to pass.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what's interesting is you probably saw this. They just discovered older Homo sapien fossils.
Yes.
Than had this been discovered
before. Was it 100,000 years old?
Well, what up until now? No, actually, this one is 300,000 years old.
Oh, whoa! Oh, I see.
And this is like 100,000 more.
That's what it was.
Than what it was before.
Exactly.
So this is like amazing.
Yeah.
You know, so people are telling you, 5,000 years. 3,000 years.
6,000 years.
No, not even close, you know?
Yeah.
That's just, you know, that's just the recorded history of man, maybe.
Right. I mean, to think that it would came in the Earth is 6,000 years old is just absurd when you find these fossils. Yeah.
Right. And you see what has existed. So, and
just denying reality.
Right.
In my head.
Try to picture 300,000 years. I mean, my God, you know, it's hard to imagine 300 years.
It's hard to imagine 3 years and 3 days. Right. I'm so bad at that.
Stuff. Right. I mean, 300,000 years. You can't even imagine how much evolution has happened. And that's what I'm saying. And these are like our ancestors, you know. So 300,000 years, and it took just to change from a caveman to us.
Right.
Right? And so imagine how long it had to be for anything to become caveman.
Yeah.
So we're looking at billions of years, you know.
Yeah.
Easily.
Amen.
Amen to that.
Amen.
So it's good to know that... We're not new here,
and
we're probably not going to be extinct anytime soon.
We are speeding up that process.
We
pretty
are,
fast.
Right?
Yeah,
but
that's how civilizations will burn themselves out because they reach a certain level and they don't realize you need to protect and preserve,
and you just like use implode, all
the
right?
you use all of the resources and you don't think about the future. That's how you end it.
Well, that either that, but I think it'll end faster with weapons. You know,
okay. I hope not.
Because I mean, if we change our climate, then we're dying slowly. You know, and maybe not in this generation, but a bomb is just going to stop anything. Flattened.
I hope let's like poo on this.
I know.
Knock on wood.
I know. But the point is, when you think about it, you know, years ago, recently, 100 years ago, we didn't have the ability to destroy the planet, Today we have that ability. That's scary.
That's very scary.
That's scary shit.
That's
so
very scary.
You know, and all you need is one irresponsible son of a bitch.
And guess who's one? Who's the president?
Right? Oh well.
No, but I mean,
I'm thinking more North Korea.
I know,
or
but
Iran.
But to be honest, it is an irresponsibility, right? That someone could just get angry and hits a button.
Right.
So that's why it's so important. The temperament of a president is not to be irresponsible and so careful. That's why we're also freaked out.
Right.
You know.
Well, it's not going to come from us. I think it would come. North Korea or Iran, really.
I really hope that that's true. I mean, I hope that's not true.
Yeah,
but I really, I don't know. I don't know if I can agree with that.
Yeah.
We'll see. But by the way, we have a classified document leaker who has the most weirdest name in the world. The NSA leaker has been arrested. Did you hear about this? She's the one who sent some intel to a newspaper. Right. Her name is Reality Winner.
Interesting. Let that sink in for a minute.
Interesting name.
Reality Winner.
Her first name is Reality, and her second name is Winner.
No, she's like a contractor, right?
She is. She's an Air Force linguist specialist,
right.
And she did. They're charging her with World War I Espionage Act. I mean, this is old
school. What did
school.
She leak?
She literally took files and mailed them to a newspaper, like physical files. So it wasn't like even leaking from like a computer.
Right.
So
do you know what information it was about?
It was about the Russian cyber attacks.
Oh.
So there are places, you know, acts in place called the Whistleblower Act. If you guys don't know, that means after the Abu Ghraib, you know, incident where Officer Darby leaked those photos of the abuse going on at
right,
the prisoners.
In Iraq.
There's whistleblower protections that have been put in place so that if someone does show something, they are protected. However, Darby, for instance, and his wife are now in military protective custody because they've always received death threats from what they've done.
Right.
So it's a scary thing to step out. I don't know much about this. I know she was like, I need to tell someone the Russians interfered. I'm glad we do know that. But I mean, it's a very thin line when you're a whistleblower.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It is. It depends on, you know, I mean, because you could be sacrificing people's lives, you
know? Exactly.
Spies, sources.
You could be sacrificing, or if you don't, you could be sacrificing lives. So it's very, that's a hard position to be in. But again, interesting name, Reality Winner.
Okay, well, I'm sure we'll remember that.
Yeah, then. It's just like such a 2017 name, isn't it? Of course, the leaguer's name was Reality Winner. I mean, come on, that's only now.
Wow.
Crazy.
I know.
So she has been arrested and has been charged with World War I Espionage Act, with breaking the act, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of leaks going on everywhere now, you know?
Yeah, and leaks happen usually when there are people in the government that don't feel the government's being responsible. You see more leaks when you think that people think dangerous things are happening.
Right.
And so that's, you're going to see, with this guy, you're going to see a lot of leaks.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Yeah. Not exactly being transparent.
No, not at all. And I think a lot of people are want him out of there, and a leak is the fastest way to make an impeachable offense noticeable.
Right.
So
we'll see. Yeah,
it's
we'll
like
see
a sieve. They say it's like a sieve in there.
Right.
Just leaky,
we'll
leaky.
See how what happens out of the Comey thing, you know?
Yeah, and finally they said, do you think he has tapes? Remember the president tweeted, if there were any tapes, he's going to go down.
Right.
Comey goes, Lordy, I sure hope there are tapes.
Yeah, right? Wow.
So that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So. Yeah,
it's like he said, and who do we
but
believe?
And here's my question. Let's say you're not really anti-Trump or anti-Comey. Which one do you think, kind of neutrally, is more trustworthy?
Right.
I'm going to go with Comey. Only because...
Well, it depends, unless you're a Trump supporter.
Right, but I mean, if you're just somewhat neutral in this situation, Comey has led under three presidents, 6 years of almost perfect credibility, and Trump has, like, stiffed a lot of people.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, who do you trust more? I would trust Comey, but, you know, we'll see.
I would too, really.
And know that he said he never took memos on any other president. If you didn't know, Comey wrote extensive memos after each encounter with Trump, okay? And that's why he has all of this written down. He said, they asked him on the testimony, did you do that with Clinton? Did you do that with Obama? No. And they said, why? And he goes, because I was afraid this president would lie about my interactions.
Wow.
And that's the character. And he said, because of the nature and the character of the...
So he expected something like this.
He expected
a
lie. That's
it,
why you create those paper trails.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Comey was, in this instance, he was very smart to back himself up, to have these backup memos.
Yeah. For so, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you can't have a video camera or a recording,
exactly.
At least have, I guess, memos.
Yeah. And also, like, the first thing he said, Comey was like, I want to say the president has berated the FBI and my name. And he was like, the FBI is strong. It will be strong. So he's seen as an intelligence community leader, right, against someone that's putting down the intelligence community. So, you know, he came out looking real good, I thought.
Right.
I did.
I did too.
Yeah.
I did
professional,
too.
You know, prepared and ready.
Yeah. And yeah. The president looks like an ass now.
Now? No, I'm kidding. Yeah, well, no, well. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
Today.
Today, yeah. So we'll see. I think he wants out of there. I can't imagine Trump's happy.
Right.
Yeah. I can't imagine. So.
Yeah, but it's not about happiness for him. Now he's stuck there for 4 years.
Well, yeah. And Eric and Don Jr. went on Fox and said, anyone who disagrees with my father is not even a human being.
That's what he said.
The words, not even people. They're right. Not even people.
Right. You see, so I guess the whole family is fucked up.
I think the whole family is fucked up.
It's the way they think.
And here's the thing with Obama and Trump. People can hate on Obama. You can have whatever you feel about Obama. You're allowed. But if Obama, a black man, had to have 5 children from 3 different mamas, you think that's really okay? Trump has 5 children from 3 different women. It's interesting that... it's interesting that he was scandal free for 8 years, and then this guy comes in 140 days. We can't get a day without a scandal.
Right.
So it's just interesting.
That's true.
You know,
that is interesting.
Yeah.
But a lot to think about. And since you're bringing up race, I wanted to bring this up because I guess in Starbucks, a man went on a racist rant.
There's a lot of these recently.
Right. I don't know what the hell's going on.
It's probably because we are filming it. They've been doing it all this time, but we have cameras.
Well, yeah, but sometimes, you know, I mean, the thing is you have witnesses, so it's not necessarily you have to have a camera. It's just that we're seeing it more, let's say, as the public. But as far as like, well, at any rate, I mean, this guy's like, he started getting pissed off. So he calls a black guy a slave. He goes, shut up, slave. Do not talk to me.
Was it a worker?
And he spit on the guy and then on a woman.
What?
Yeah.
What state was this in?
And then he punched a 59-year-old man unprovoked.
Okay, this is insane, man.
This was like in Chicago.
What?
Yeah.
Was he immediately arrested?
Yeah, charged with misdemeanor battery.
Assault. I mean,
he had an altercation. It was caught on video. Check this out, all right? He spits on him, telling him his children are disposable vermin, and calling a second black man a slave.
Oh, my God.
I mean, can you imagine being exposed to this, like, in a, you know, this would be like, I mean, if,
this
I don't
is,
know.
But this
not
is
not
why,
just a child at the Starbucks,
to any human
anybody
being. But this is why
shocking.
This is why cameras are important. And I'll say this right again: if you had just heard this had happened and called the police, to have that proof is and showing it goes viral, that's when things get caught. So right, it's not that this is new; it's the cameras that are new. So I'm like, yeah, and also the Trump environment. You're right; it is.
But you have to also understand this does not represent whites in general.
Oh
right?
My God, this is an insane person. This is a racist, vile, evil human being.
Exactly,
absolutely.
And this has to do with your
morals,
state of mind.
Oh yeah,
right.
This is an evil human being. I will say that those racist rants have come up in density, I guess, all over the country because ever since Trump got in presidency, they say bullying has increased.
Right.
And you see these sort of racist rants of get out of my country, go back to Mexico, you know, these things that are all over. And it's like you see that with the government coming and saying we're going to build a wall. It translates into the Trump supporters, you know. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's terrible.
I know. But it just, I mean, this just seems to me like the guy really wanted to hurt those people.
Yeah, he sounds insane.
You know, so he said the worst things you can say to him.
I can't believe he spit. That's so nasty.
Right? How
it's
disgusting
so
is that?
So nasty.
And that's an assault, actually, because you can make someone sick, right?
I was going to say,
if
now that's assault
like
with
AIDS or something.
If he has
right?
AIDS, it's assault with a deadly weapon,
right,
and that's a felony.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's still an assault. I mean, you're throwing something at somebody.
He punched someone.
Right?
Also, verbally assaulting someone is also considered, you can call that a hate crime. I mean, it's not just physical.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Wow.
Well,
the shit that happens around, you know.
Seriously.
Right. But that's what we're here to report, folks, to let you know what's going on in the world, good or bad, whatever, you know, but we're here, man.
But we're happy.
Yeah.
But we're not doing that. No, it's nice to have people unpack things that are happening because it's almost overwhelming.
Yeah.
So it's we're here to unpack it for you guys, even though it's all batshit crazy.
Yeah, right? But apparently, I saw a headline that disappeared now, but apparently they're saying Women have made progress with the British elections yesterday.
Yes, I think Theresa May is back.
Right.
Yeah.
But then they're saying there was many women elected for Parliament.
Yeah, there was never as many women running. There's a lot of women, and they were elected. Women, right. I'm telling you, the new range of politicians, normal good people are going to be moms, women. They're just going to get sick of this and take over.
Because I think people are sick of all these white politicians.
And they haven't done anything good.
No, they haven't.
You know?
Just wars.
Exactly. What have you shown that you've done? Exactly. Right. So I know Chris Rock has a joke that's like, if women... I'm not very good at it.
They ran the world.
Yeah, it would be countries just not fighting but not talking to each other. And that's true, like probably.
Yeah.
But we wouldn't be so violent. Hopefully not.
All right, everybody. Thank you all so much for joining us this week. Tori, thank you as
Anytime.
Always.
Anytime. Have a good weekend, everyone.
Yes,
Sam, have a good weekend.
Wonderful weekend, and we'll see you all on Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.